talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
Hey, it's a Getaway Friday. It is Friday, April the 30th, 2021, the last day of April. How about that? Tomorrow, May Day, 18 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Exchange Club, and I think for the first time in about 6 weeks, we do have somebody here other than Adam and Terry, who were in here last week. Michelle's back. Michelle Whitaker, how you doing?
Oh, I'm great.
You're glad to be back.
I am.
Here at the new place.
New place. We're ready.
Highly exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be great when you get
A little bit of work. We'll do the big grand opening once we get all that figured out.
That just makes you appreciate it more.
Well, that's right. We'll have a big party, and you'll cater for free. It'll be nice.
At least I don't have to walk up the stairs and get out of breath. When you know how many times I ran up those stairs, and you'd be like, "Are you out of breath?"
Yeah. Why were you out of breath? Do you have a lung issue?
It was right after. You know, it was this past year after I had COVID. I'd be out of breath every time.
So the lungs were not fully recovered.
No. Nope.
Hey, are they fully recovered now?
I don't know, because I haven't ran for a while. I've been working.
So you did have the lung issue with COVID.
I didn't, like, per se, but afterwards, I know when I went to, like, my yoga class, it's, like, 45 minutes, and I remember being 20 minutes in thinking, I'm going to die. I had to walk out because I couldn't breathe. So, yes.
So it did attack your lungs.
It did bother them, yes. It was a slow recovery back.
You know, a lot of people are saying now that even if you didn't have that symptom, mm-hmm. that there is scarring on your lungs, and it's good for everybody to go get a pulmonary test.
Great. You know what else? I got vaccinated, though. So.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations.
I know. I got the Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, that's right. You did say that. I remember that now.
I know.
So any blood clots?
I don't think so. But you know what's funny is I have had some headaches. I haven't had a headache for a while.
Better check that out.
I have this upper thigh leg pain that I noticed about a week after I got it. It's been over a month though since I got it. But it will not go away. And someone else I know, they said they know someone that had the exact same leg pain and they got that vaccine. I'm like, okay. I don't know. I don't have time to go to the doctor.
Now, see, that's what you say right before they bury you.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I do have this, like, little leg. I don't know what it is. It's driving me. It does hurt sometimes. I don't know what it is.
I think you need to go to the doctor.
I probably should. I think I have a doctor's appointment next week anyway. So, hopefully I don't kill over by then.
Now, you're not one of these people, though, who goes to the doctor and doesn't tell them the real problems because they're afraid they're going to send them to someplace else.
Oh, no. I'm paying for that. I tell everything.
Good.
I use up my time, like, to the maximum capacity because I'm paying for that appointment.
You take that 15 minutes and you work it.
My doctor, actually, she's amazing. And last time I had an appointment there, I think I was there for 45 minutes going over everything. She takes the time. I'm not going to tell you her name because I don't want her to get busy.
Oh, she's not busy?
She's not busy.
Oh, good.
But she's fantastic.
Now, this is your general practitioner.
Yeah, she's awesome.
That's nice.
Yeah, she's not in town, though.
So how have things been this spring?
Busy, busy.
I think the last time I saw you was it the opening day?
Wasn't I here? I came in one day after, didn't I?
I don't recall it.
Yeah, I did. I was in one day. One Friday.
I don't know. One day I had donuts here. And I said on the radio, I said, I've got donuts. And, you know.
The donuts.
You didn't show.
Okay.
That's true. There were donuts everywhere. Glazed.
Oh. Yeah. I just had a glazed donut yesterday.
Donuts galore.
I like Abby's, the one donut she made, the quarantine donuts last year.
Now, what were those?
Chewy. She brought them to the station. Remember that? It was a Thursday night. She made they were like chewy little glazed donuts. You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, she brought them. We ate them?
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
I think I was there.
We were at the station.
You know, I have seen, you know, timeline hop and all that thing. I've seen two pictures that the three of us took mm-hmm. about this time last year
right.
when we were doing that. And, you know, that those were fun times. I don't know, 10 weeks or something like that we did it.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun because it really was no subject at all.
Right.
Yeah. It was general ideas.
Yeah, they're like good little therapy sessions.
They were. Yeah. They were. And somebody was, you know, a little, I'm trying to think of the right word here. I can't say for sure because I don't know. Well, that's a lie. I do know. The person was, one of the three, let's put it that way. One of the three was always a little tipsy. Now, I don't know what they were doing.
Well, I mean, cocktails, bring a little couple cocktails with
cocktails,
them.
Cocktails, sure.
Yeah. Ooh. So, yeah.
Very interesting stuff.
You know, if that's, you know, a lot of people like to have a drink to relax.
You know, I don't condemn having a drink to relax.
Yeah.
It was just, I think, everyone.
We had a couple drinks. We would have the Blue Smirnoffs, the Bomb Pops.
Really?
You had one. Or it was raspberry.
I don't recall that.
I recall.
No, I don't recall that at all.
I recall.
You'll have to have some proof of that.
Or the strawberry, whatever that was, at the Applebee's.
Oh, now that was a party, though. The Christmas party on Valentine's Day.
Right. And it snowed. Didn't it snow?
I don't remember. It was something that night.
Yeah. It was snowing. It always snows on Valentine's Day.
But you know, there was something, that's the last time, I think it's the only time the three of us have ever been in public.
Well, then quarantine happened. Like, Valentine's Day, and then I opened, and Stewart's is public.
Have the three of us ever been there outside of opening day? I don't think so.
No, because I'm always working there. But
you're more
than welcome to come up and sit at the
table. I was there on closing day and talked to you and Dawson quite a bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome to come up and sit at a picnic table anytime, and I'll come back out back if I can and sit there and...
See, but here's the problem.
We can people watch.
Well, see, right. But I'm saying, so what am I supposed to do while you're gone?
When you're sitting at the picnic table?
Eat.
I'll just bring, all kinds of samples for you to test out the menu.
Oh, see, I would come up and do that.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need a new dessert, so I need, a quick... We have funnel fries, and I want something like that. That's, quick, easy... Something. I don't know.
Funnel fries?
They're funnel cake fries. A funnel
cake.
That's
a dessert?
Yeah. That's sweet. Powdered sugar.
Oh, you powdered sugar it up.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, I guess if you want to put ketchup on them.
Well, some people like that.
With funnel fries?
Yeah.
But they're sweet. The batter's sweet.
So you want something deep fried?
I don't know. Just something. I don't know. I've been trying to come up with something. But the problem is food suppliers are having issues with supplying because I think COVID stuff is all catching up from production last year of being down. Because I was still open ordering food, but while production was down. So I've been having a hard time getting some things in consistently. It's been lots of fun.
Well, it sounds like it. So, but business has been good.
Yeah, we've been busy. Besides, yesterday was crappy. That rain was crummy. Last week, though, I laughed because Thursday I was in shorts and... Or Wednesday, shorts and a t-shirt. And last Wednesday, there was definite snow.
There was a little bit of snow.
Yeah. We opened last Wednesday. I think we closed early because it was just cold. Cold, cold, cold.
Really the first cold day of this spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a nice spring. I've definitely been at Stewart's for two straight months before wearing, a hat and jacket before till, May. All of a sudden, May hit and it was 75 sunny and we never looked back. But this year's been nice.
Well, you know what's interesting to me is that this year, I was talking to somebody yesterday and her husband, I think, has asthma.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying that he has used his inhaler more this year than in his life.
I believe that.
So I don't know what's going on with that.
I think it's the allergy, the green and allergies. Definite. A lot of my kids, my employees have had a lot of allergy, issues. As of this week, they've all been my car was literally covered in green pollen up until it rained, just because of all the trees and stuff, but yeah. Last Thursday we had a leg of our electric go out, so we were closed last Thursday. So, you know, but it was still cold out.
So what'd you do?
I was really glad it wasn't 70 and sunny, and we were losing that day.
No. You don't want to close down on a busy warm
it was
day.
It was on the street, so Birds was out too. I thought it was just us, but because the lights had kind of been flickering. But sometimes they'll flicker if something kicks on. And then on Tuesday, they went out for a second, but I thought, oh, maybe they just went off for a second. And then Thursday when I went up to open, nope, half the electric was gone. So, yeah, you're definitely not opening with half the electric out, unfortunately.
So have there been any stories of interest since I saw you last 6 weeks ago?
Like what?
I don't know. What's went on? A lot of things have went on in the world in the last 6 weeks.
I don't get to watch the news. That's what I said. I said, what are we talking about today? Because I haven't had time to watch the news.
No, but you tune in here, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. All the time. I used to, I'll tell you what, in the winter, I was much more consistent tuning in the morning. I wasn't as busy.
So now when you get up, I'm not the first thing on your mind? Is that what you're telling me?
The first thing is coffee, and then I have to let the dogs out.
Well, see, that's when you listen.
Coffee and the dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. No, I haven't got to listen to, like, any of the interesting shows either.
Oh, they've been interesting.
I know, and I haven't got to listen. I've been busy doing, like, laundry and all that boring stuff.
Now, see, your ears are open, though, while this is going on. You can play the station.
You're right. That's true.
Weren't you doing this in the winter?
No, you know, in the winter in the morning, I tend to procrastinate more because I have all day. Because I didn't really sub over the winter because they were remote till mid-January. And then after that, there weren't that many, like, openings. Until just like now. Like now, there's a lot. Lots of substitute openings.
Well, just about done.
I don't have time right now. We're too busy. Something's gotta buy stuff, break stuff's breaking, whatever.
Well, you know, it's my understanding that next year everything will be back to normal.
What's next year? Like fall?
Yeah.
School-wise. Oh, for school, yes. Yeah. Like my one son, so I have two still in school. My daughter, she's the youngest, she does go to school. And then the middle one, he started off and he was like over it, and I let him switch to all remote. He hated wearing the mask every day, all day long, and I was like, you know what, if you have to wear that every day, that's fine. Like, I'm not gonna force, if they don't want to wear it, I'm not gonna force them to go to school every day. Like, it is annoying to wear it every day.
So if things come back to normal in the fall, are you going to come back to
yes.
Oh, okay.
Like subbing or whatever
that thing was.
Oh, our 21st.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it kind of came to a quick halt.
Well, it did. But then I was doing tutoring.
Because of the pandemic.
But tutoring is Zoom, and I don't know how it's going now because I haven't been able to, but I don't think I saw one kid over tutoring Zoom.
Well, it's nice that they're there, though.
Yeah, that's true. I did have a couple people pop up, but they were teachers. They hit the wrong Zoom meeting.
Well, isn't that nice?
I know. I was like, hi. She's like so confused.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens, because after this year and a half, really, of being like this, I don't know. It'd be strange to go back.
Yeah. Like for 21st. Yeah. But it'll be fun. Like banter. We finally can banter again.
Well, you know, I was telling somebody the other day, because I hadn't talked to you guys in a while, that, you know, I used to see you every day.
Right.
So it didn't matter if I talked to you or not. I saw both of you pretty much 5 days a week.
Right. You were stuck with us.
Every day.
Yep. Whatever time we had to be there. What time did we have to be there?
I don't know. My blood pressure was up every day of the week.
No, every day.
And sometimes in the winter, it was dark when we left.
It was definitely dark sometimes. Those were long days because I used to sub every day. And then I'd have to go to the after-school program. We wouldn't get out of there till, what, 6 sometimes? Like, it was late.
It was late.
Yeah. I'd be there from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And, you know, the other one, she would hightail it out of there, and it would be you and me waiting for a bus.
That dang bus that never would come on
Friday. Never would come on Friday. It was every Friday.
Because the Apex bus always showed up. It was always Friday.
It was always Friday. Never forget it.
You're right. It was.
And she was never there one time.
Are you sure?
I don't ever remember her being there on a Friday.
I know I had to, like, skedaddle out, like, when Stewart's opened last year. like for a while.
Well, that's understandable.
Right. And then we,
then all these kids started coming.
Then shutdown happened. Oh, you guys did get a lot of kids. That was a little bit of craziness for a while, I think. Because I showed up one day, and I was like, whoa, this is...
A lot of kids.
Definitely different. What happened to our one kid we had? Just one.
Yeah, it was... something happened, like, right around February. I think either people became aware of it.
It was definitely when I left. Like, it was right when I left. Because I remember showing up, and you guys had all these kids there. I didn't know half of them. Yeah.
No, it was strange. And then some people panic when a lot of kids show up, and they think that, well, we've got to do something different now. And I think, oh, man, here we go. Just get me some pretzels and something to drink.
Well, hey, that stay-at-home order saved you.
It did. But, you know, I will never forget that. I'm so glad I was involved with the schools when that was going on, mm-hmm. because that was one of the weirdest weeks. On Monday, everything was fine, mm-hmm. and Friday, we were never coming back.
Yeah, and honestly, I was so busy at work, I don't even remember. Like, I remember it getting announced, and I remember you said you were working, and things were crazy at the stores.
Oh, that was bad.
And that didn't even occur to me, because I'm working. And then the next day, I literally remember going, we literally only have, like, one roll of toilet paper. I knew we needed to go buy supplies for the house. And I was like, where are we going to buy this?
I have been in retail a long time, and I will always, it's like, you know, when Kennedy was shot. I never would have suspected it, but the DeWine gave that press conference, and it was like 2:00, and all of a sudden, yeah. because it was like a Wednesday or a Thursday.
It was a Thursday, wasn't it?
It was a Thursday.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you started noticing people were coming in.
Yeah.
In large, and then bam, and there were lines from the front of the store to the back.
And it wasn't the first of the, like, wasn't the first month, nothing like that.
No.
It was like,
and it went all night that way.
Yes.
All night that way. It was awful.
I remember.
I will never forget that. You know, I think this is telemarketer. We'll take it anyway. Go ahead, Colin.
This is Online Visibility Group.
Yeah, see?
Telemarketers, stop it.
But by the way, if anybody does want to call in, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. But, that was awful. That was awful.
I bet it was.
Because
yeah.
you don't staff for that.
No, and I understand that. What was that? 2 weeks ago when the electric went out on 95?
I think so.
You know what I'm talking about?
I was there that day, too.
Oh, you were there that
yep.
day? Okay, so that was a Thursday. It was
yep.
cold, cloudy,
yeah. right in the
gloomy.
Afternoon. Yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden, we started getting really busy. And we weren't stopped. I was like, what's going on? Well, it was because all the electric was out on 95, and people started coming over to us.
Yeah,
the electric. Lunch. I wasn't ready for it.
The electric was out here that day, too.
Yeah, we were all like, what is going on? Why are we getting busy for this weather? Because it wasn't nice outside. And, yeah, we kind of got... We got a rush, and we weren't prepared for that. That happens, though.
By the way, if you're just tuning in, this is just like a
catching up
chit chat.
Well, we can exchange.
well, you know, we honestly at the end of my original group. By the way, today is the. Geez, how many years will it be? This is the anniversary of doing this show. Because was a picture that came up this morning.
I saw your Facebook post.
Yeah, from 6 years ago. But this show actually started, how many years ago would it be now? I think it's 12 years.
Oh, wow.
12 years.
12 years ago. I was young then.
You were young then. And not now.
I'm still young.
So how's the life?
Well, I mean, you know.
At home. We've heard about work life.
Home.
How's the home life?
Yeah, but you got to tell everybody strawberry pie starts tomorrow.
Oh, does it?
It does.
You know, I don't want to bring this up. And I certainly do not. I would never ask because that's inappropriate. But, you know, there have been no giveaways.
No giveaways. Well, we haven't been around.
No, but you used to just, you know, message me. And you'd say...
You can message me, though.
See, I feel bad, though.
Why?
Well, because I don't want to be... You know, hey, feel obligated to do it.
Oh, well, we can do giveaways next week. That's fine.
Well, people want the pie.
They do. They want that pie. They've been asking for the pie since the day we opened. And when I change my menus, I'm going to put May 1st because I always start at May 1st. I have to wait for those strawberries to get cheaper. They're expensive.
It's May Day.
It's May Day. May 1st.
May Day.
You know, kind of kicks off May. You get strawberry pie.
Now, how much is the strawberry pie for people listening?
I think it's...
you don't know.
Off the top of my head, I think it's $2.25 a slice.
$2.25 a slice.
I'm pretty sure.
Why 25?
I don't know.
Why not just two?
You know, that's something about marketing I've learned. It's like if something, like the grilled cheese, for instance, is $1.99. $1.99 sounds better than $2.
Right.
Right? So that's that.
Right.
So the 25 cents probably covers the whipped cream. It covers my gas that I have to go to Indiana for some of the pie supplies. So.
No, like what?
I have to drive to Indiana for... It's Wix. We use Wix, which is based out of Indiana, and you cannot get it anywhere in Ohio. So I actually drive to the factory in Indiana to get the supplies for the strawberry pie. You used to be able to just go to our grocery store and get it. Nope, not anymore. I drive there to pick up all the stuff. Besides strawberries, I get them, obviously, here.
So do you have a big vehicle to haul all this?
I mean, no. It fits in my car. But, yeah, I've driven there a couple times a year before. Last year, I think I only went once, but, yeah.
Now, how long does a strawberry pie run?
Usually, so it starts to die down a little bit, so I feel it out with people. It's definitely over by, like, August. So it goes through July, towards the end of July. And then, like, if people, less and less people will kind of order it, it's just a cycle that we go through every year. And then I just, because... The strawberries start to go back up in price. They're not as good anymore.
Well isn't it just you and Perkins who have strawberry pie?
I don't know. I think Bob Evans has strawberry pie.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they have a good strawberry pie, too. Theirs is good. It has, like, the cream on the bottom. We're not that extensive. We don't have cream.
You know, I've been to Dairy Queen a lot lately.
You know what? I think everybody in Marion has been to Dairy Queen a lot lately.
You gotta love Dairy Queen.
It's craziness there. Because we close at 8 p.m., they're open till 9, and when I leave work about 8:40, they are getting drilled.
Well, I think people want to get in before they close.
They do, but they close at 9. I asked them how they decipher how do you decipher when to cut the, because you close at 9, but people are in line. That's hard. Like, how do you know who was in line, who wasn't in line? They said they usually go to like 9:10, and you know, you snooze, you lose, I guess, if you're one of the last ones in line.
Now, see, if you were sitting in line, though, I bet that would tick you off.
Yeah, but I wouldn't tick me off because as a restaurant employee, I understand people do want to go home at some point.
Oh, no, I understand that. But I think, you know, that thing wraps around the place. And if you've got to wrap around, you should come out and say.
Hey. It is. They should have, I thought of this, that they should have like a sign they put up like in the parking lot to like cut the car, like say no more past this point or something.
That'd
like
be
have
good.
Someone, I thought about that.
Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I just wanted to say I went to Stewart's last night, and I'm telling you, it was fantastic.
Oh, what'd you have?
Okay, had a foot-long coney, onion rings, and loaded tater tots, and of course, root beer.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, that sounds good.
Oh, it was. The loaded tater tots have, I believe it's a barbecue pulled pork on that. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, did you have any problem? Have you heard the problem that there is with the coney sauce and the beans?
Stop it.
I haven't. No, it tastes delicious to me. No.
I'm so glad.
Well, it's my understanding that they are using less beans
that's
over at Stewart's.
Not true.
No, I heard that. I didn't know that for sure. I'm glad it was good.
Oh, yes, it was good. I'm telling you. The service, I think there was just, I just saw one girl coming out and carrying everything, and she was quick, and she was friendly, mm-hmm. and I'm telling you, it was good service, too.
Yeah, they're good kids. They really are.
We'll have to get together, and everybody will go over to Stewart's, and we'll all have fun.
Oh, absolutely. I'd go back. I'm telling you, it's... there's plenty of stuff on the menu to keep me busy to go every night.
Well, thank you.
Hey, thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go.
I'm always afraid when someone calls in ever since that coney sauce.
Yeah, I don't know what you did to the beans. You really ticked that poor lady off.
If you want extra beans, we'll give you extra beans. If you don't, we'll pull the beans out, whatever you need. Honestly, though, like someone came, it was about a few weeks ago, and... they were so upset because they said it was way too spicy for them. And I felt so bad, but I tasted it afterwards. It did have a little bit of a kick, but then someone else said that that was like the best Coney sauce. I never know what to.
You know,
a lot of it's taste too.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's based on taste.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So I felt bad for the person that like came all the way for the Coney. I also have a lady that she on Facebook she suggested something about my shredded chicken, and I went out to help one of the car hops one day to pull a like to pick up a tray, and she goes, "Have you ever thought about changing that shredded chicken?" I go, "You're my Facebook comment," and she you should have seen her face. She was not prepared for
well,
that.
You know what? Your chicken does taste a little different.
Like, I'm a real person on that other end of that Facebook.
Well, no, I see. I'm saying it to your face here, though.
Okay, what does it taste like?
Well, it's a little different.
Well, like, but yeah, but why do you want the same chicken everywhere you go?
No, I don't. I'm just saying that when I make it at home, or when
right.
somebody brings it to a potluck, because I have chicken sandwiches every Christmas.
You add stuff to it, though. Like, you must have stuff in it. Ours is pretty simple.
Well, yeah, right. But, I mean, mine is not overly hard.
Right.
But it's always all gone. It's a big success at the end of the night. And when I have a chicken sandwich someplace else, I'm always thinking that's what it's going to taste like.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
Like, I understand
and
that.
And it doesn't.
Do you add a can of something to your chicken?
I believe there is a can of something added.
Right. So we don't do that. Ours is pretty, like, plain.
Now, have you ever tried that one day to see if this is really good?
No, I don't really want to. Like, we sell a lot of that chicken, so people must like it. Maybe they like not having the extra can of flavor.
It's a rarity.
And it's different.
Well, you can't get shredded chicken sandwiches very many places.
Ohio, right, Ohio, like, people don't understand, like, shredded chicken isn't a thing. Like, really, other places.
It's like a hot dog. It's very hard to get a hot dog on a menu.
We don't have, people want to order hot dogs all the time, and I feel bad because we have footlongs, but I don't want to be stuck making hot dogs and footlongs. It'll confuse us. People will be reading hot dog or footlong and throwing wrong things in.
Well, you got to have the everything sauce if you're going to sell hot dogs.
Oh, I have to have... Well, someone has to tell me at first.
Well, I told you I would make it for you.
Okay, then make it. You can make it.
I would... Well, see, but you also said I could come down and work the thing, and you've never... and you've never had me down.
You can come anytime.
So I'm bitter about the whole thing.
I have been taking orders more than I've taken orders, I think, in the past 4 years this year. And there was one week, a lot of my kids were off. I thought I couldn't talk anymore. My throat hurt so bad from taking so many orders.
And you didn't text me or call me?
I should have, because you would have been good at it, too.
I'd have been right there.
You might have the voice for it.
I'd have been right there.
This one guy came in and... he had a milkshake, and our straws, they're called jumbo straws. They're the tiniest straws I've ever seen in my life. Not these ones. These are better. They were smaller than these. And he asked for a spoon. I said, yeah, this is funny because these are jumbo straws. He goes, there's nothing jumbo about these straws. I was like, no, there's not. But he goes, are you the one taking the orders? And I said, yes. He goes, you do a great job at that. And I thought, I know, but I don't want to stand here every day taking orders. Because I'm very nice. I ask questions and... Like, probably what you would do.
No, see, give me a test here, because you know what your typical customer's like.
What's that?
Like, be a customer, and I'll go through this with you, what I would do.
What am I going to do? You have to say...
I'm going
to
say, you're in your car, and you hit the buzzer, right?
Okay.
Now, what happens inside? Do I see a light go off or something?
You have to press station.
Do you have, a speaker or a headset?
It's a touch screen. You hit station button.
And then it comes on.
And then it comes on.
Okay. And I say, welcome to Stewart's. How can I help you?
That's exactly what you say.
See, I'm there already.
And then I say, I would like 28 garbage burgers.
28 garbage burgers?
Two without super sauce.
Two
one,
without.
Right. So then you have to adjust, like, if people say that, and they're like, but I want, say if someone orders 5 garbage burgers, but then, like, two without lettuce and tomato, then one without super sauce and tomato. You have to, like, do all these different buttons.
You know what's in the super sauce, don't you?
Yes. I make it.
So what is it?
It's like the everything sauce.
Oh, no. I'll tell you, if I came over there and made the everything sauce and you like Facebooked it that the everything sauce was made and it was there, you'd have people piling out of their houses. You wouldn't even have, you'd have to rent the parking lot next door.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's space. There's space next door.
Because that stuff is good.
That'd be nice to have that lot next door, but there's a car place there. Just boot them out.
You know what? The night I came over, we didn't have any mishaps this year. But I had to bring, you know, I had Mary Ellen with me, and I had Angie with me. So I think I'm becoming like a bus driver or something. Because every year the car gets a little fuller as I come over on opening night. But we could not, there was no, like, parking set up for us.
Right.
Now, you were very nice. You had the inside set up properly. But the outside, we were just on our own.
Right.
So I had to park next to some cyclone fence. We went through the place like three times. And then everything else, though, I think came off okay.
Yeah.
Although,
the fence by Birds, though, I want to tear that fence down, but it's not my fence.
Is that car lot still there?
Yeah, it is, but I don't... They're very nice over there. I talk to the guy a lot. They only have a few cars, so I think they go in cycles. I'm not sure, but I asked him if I could take that fence down, because it's kind of falling down, but his mom must still be around.
What did you do with the autographed mug?
Oh, it's in my cabinet at home in my kitchen. I didn't trust those kids. They'd be losing, you know.
You didn't trust those kids?
They would, like, accidentally throw it away or something, or, you know.
What about the Christmas gift I got you?
The Christmas gift? It's in my cabinet. It's in the same cabinet.
See, I'm contributing.
Those zoo light things expired quick, Scott. But it's okay. Is it that that counts?
No, I didn't get you zoo light tickets. What did I get you?
I don't remember.
Cups. Jars.
Oh, those. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Those are in my cabinet, too. My goodness. Mary Ellen's and my other mugs. Yes.
All thanks to me.
Yes, I have those.
You're welcome.
Up in my cabinet. I have Stewart's mugs that... We used to have mugs that said Stewart's like about 4 years ago, and either some of them probably broke, and then probably mostly people just stole them. And when we got down to the last six, I said, I'm taking these home because everybody else did.
Now, who was stealing them?
Customers. Someone just stole three mugs from us last week.
They just put them in their car?
Yeah. Well, this is what happened. Where was I? Oh, it was last Friday because I was at a basketball game for my daughter, and they said to the car hop, oh, you can take the tray. We'll ring in when we're done with our mugs. And then they just left.
Wasn't that a tip-off?
Well, not everybody's like that. Like, you can, but I told them, don't pick up the tray without the mugs. So, there's that. Because a lot of people have been stealing them, which is lovely. They're expensive.
What am I going to do with a mug? I mean, I have the ones you gave me.
And they don't even say Stewart's on them. That's why I don't understand. I'm like, they're just a mug.
Yeah.
Not even, like, they don't even say Stewart's. You can go buy them. But for me, you know, I have to have a lot of them. They're probably, I bet they're $6, $7, $8 a piece for me to keep buying. Or people decide to put their window down with the automatic window and lose their tray and the mugs go boom.
You know something I don't understand? It's completely off topic, but what is this thing with the blue lights?
Blue lights.
Yeah, there's something going...
Are we talking about the news now?
No. The blue... There's something in Marion where you put a blue light on your porch.
That's the police.
Yeah, what is that? What's the significance of this?
I think it's supporting the police officers.
So I'm supposed to take my regular porch light out and put a blue light in, and then what happens?
You show support for the police officers. I think I saw that on Facebook like that, the six.
Yeah, but why? I don't know what it means. Is that just it?
I haven't watched the news lately, so I'm
I mean, of course
person.
I support the police officers.
That's why I said I'm coming in for Exchange Club, and I haven't watched the news at all.
Yeah, but I just don't know. I mean, where do you get a blue light?
Oh, you can buy... Trust me, I had a green light as my porch light for two straight years because it never got changed from Christmas. You can get a blue light.
You can get a blue light.
All the regular light bulbs.
Huh.
Yeah.
I would think a blue light, though, might stumbling.
I don't really like blue lights. Not for that reason, because...
No, I mean, of course we all support the police.
Yeah, but I wouldn't... My porch light's a mess anyway. It strobes.
But see, a long time ago, I decided I just can't... I don't want to put political signs in my yard. I don't want to put in support of anything. Whether it's good or... schools, I don't want levies. I don't want any of it because I think it ticks people off one way or another.
One way or another, definitely, because not everybody's going to always agree.
No, and in the end, I'm not a marcher. I'm not a protester. Mm-hmm. I'm not a rioter. So, you know, whatever. I'm one of these people who, my opinions can just be my opinions.
Right, that's fine. Yeah. Sometimes people get mad when you don't express your opinion because they think, like, not saying anything is, like, just as bad as being one of the people. But I always think, I don't know how you can get mad at somebody because they don't want to express their opinion. I don't get mad at you because you want to express your opinion.
Well, the problem is see, I think when you, when you do something like that, in a way, you're jamming it down somebody's throat.
Yeah, I am. And I get it. Like, if you want to have a blue light, go ahead. People probably saw my green light and thought I was... I think that was, like, a military thing for a while.
Sure.
Probably thought I was doing a military thing. Nope, it was from Christmas for 2 years. Then I'd joke and be like, oh, here we are on St. Patty's Day with the green light.
But I just didn't know, do they drop off something? Do the police drop off something? Do they...
I don't know. I saw on Facebook, like, they were having the dog. They were taking pictures in front of people with... the blue light with the
right.
support.
So do they just take the dog out?
I think that's the extent of my knowledge.
Well, that's all I know about it, too, so I was asking you.
We need the missing link here.
Yeah, she would know.
She would.
Well, no, I believe that's where I saw the blue light.
I think the dog visited her house.
Yeah, I think that's where I saw
her. But she's MIA right now.
She's in what?
She's MIA right now. We don't know where she is.
You know what?
She's missing in action.
I have seen some of... I never comment on anybody's pictures, but I've seen some of her pictures lately, and I just... I don't know.
What don't you know?
I don't know.
What pictures has she posted lately?
I don't know.
I haven't noticed. I haven't really been on Facebook.
No, I think it's fine. But I just, well, the one was at the Indians game.
Mm-hmm.
Where she's saying she's at the sold-out Indians game.
Yep.
And there's nobody in the stands. Now, I understand that this is because of the pandemic. But if you see that years from now, you're going to say, what?
People will think she's like
nuts.
Losing her mind.
Yeah. The whole place is empty.
It probably
empty.
Was sold out though.
It probably was.
Yeah.
That just struck me as funny.
Yeah, she went up to Cleveland. I think that was last weekend, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And then the blue light and the dog.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So those were the ones that I saw. I don't think there's anything else.
Have you visited anywhere lately?
No? I'm everywhere.
You're everywhere?
I'm everywhere.
Yeah, I just visit North Main Street.
No. I was in Tiffin last weekend.
What's in Tiffin? It's actually a cute little town, though. It has some really cute houses. No, I'm not.
There's a flea market there.
Oh, okay.
Big one at the fairgrounds.
Trust me, I would be like, what's in Marion?
You don't know. You just don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everywhere has... Tiffin does have, like, some really pretty houses, though.
Well, then
big
I went to...
old houses.
Went to Upper, where they have the... Where did I eat at? Cheers to you, cheers for you, something like that. Cheers to you, I think is what it's called.
You know what?
Nice pizza place.
I haven't been out to eat in so long, it's not funny. Like, I just haven't gone, actually.
Before, I was in Bucyrus at Baker's.
Oh, Baker's is good.
Yeah, I'm all over the place.
I get takeout a lot.
I'm a happening person on the weekend.
I am a happening person making your food on the weekend. Because my lovely employees who I love, they have just been so... busy with sports. They're in all different activities.
There's a microphone there.
Well, you told me to pull it close. This is why I don't have it close.
But they can hear you today. That's important.
They softball, tennis, track, travel, volleyball. They're in every activity, every employee. So I'm working for them because I don't want to hire a bunch of other people because these kids will want to work a lot once they're done with their activities. So...
Now, do you pay good? Because we were talking about the $15 minimum wage earlier.
I cannot afford to pay kids $15 minimum wage. I'll just work myself to death.
Well, that's an interesting question because you're a small business owner.
I'm a small business. I cannot.
Well, see, but here's the thing. I mean, when you're extremely busy,
mm-hmm.
I mean, because I think businesses would get busier if there was a $15 minimum wage. So wouldn't you have more money to pay employees?
Well, if cost of goods would stop going up, maybe. Cost of goods are crazy right now.
Well, but you're a restaurant, so they work on tips, right?
Those are the car hops. The car hops, they do not need to make... They are solid. My kids last year, though, I gave all of them that were working last year, I gave them a dollar raise when they were working during the stay-at-home, like the whole COVID thing, which a dollar raise is big for small business from me.
So how many hours do they average a week?
I have some kids that are like... I have one that he just had like 85 hours in 2 weeks, but he's older and I'm like, and he's not in school right now. So he took this semester off. So Usually they're like 30 hours.
Now, do you pay your kids?
Yes, my kids get paid. Yes, my
kids. Do they get paid more?
Nope.
They get paid the same.
The oldest one gets paid higher because he does extra stuff besides just work in the kitchen. Like, he goes to the store.
And, I've heard that.
Yeah, and he, like, puts the orders away, and he opens, and he does other stuff. So, but not the 15-year-old. He makes the standard
pay. Now, is he the one you leave in charge when you go home?
If he's there, yes. But there's a couple other kids. I have one girl. She's, like, been there since she was 15. She's 20 now, so she's in nursing school. So if she can be a nurse, she can be in charge at the root beer stand for a couple hours. She knows what she's doing.
I would think.
Yeah. So she's a good one. She's the car hop. That was the car hop last night. So.
Well, you know, I was impressed when I was there on opening night mm-hmm. with the people who were working.
Yeah, they're like Mike. I'm telling you, yesterday we got a call in from a company, and they called. It was probably 11 o'clock, and they wanted it by 11:30, and it was 20 different orders. And that's a lot, especially when people are coming, ordering while they're there, too. Plus, we have a 20... I mean, we're small. We're not... But I have kids that have been there so long. Like, I mean, we cranked that those 20 orders out real fast, and they're done.
I think I ran into Dawson when that was going on.
Oh, yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, other places, it might be a disaster if you don't have, like, employees that know what they're doing. So, that's the one good thing. People come back.
Well, now that you know where I am, you can leave stuff on the porch.
There, I can do drop-off.
You can do drop-off.
I mean, you're close to my house, too.
Well, I mean, you don't have to get out and, you know, walk across the street and then go up the elevator and down the hall and...
I never walked across the street. I parked in the lot that said not to park.
Not to park there?
I was going into a medical office.
I think most people did anyway.
You're the only one that walked across that street.
I'm the only one, and every morning it was like Pac-Man. I always thought of Pac-Man as I was crossing that street.
That street? Yeah. There? Yeah.
Not Pac-Man. What is it? Frogger. Frogger.
Did you guys discuss the main street? Like, in the morning, I haven't...
Oh, yes. The diagonal parking?
On the radio this week?
Yeah, the diagonal parking.
Parking with the one lane.
Because that is going to fix downtown Marion. Diagonal parking.
They did that on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was laughing at the people that were trying to go...
Like, they turned that far right lane on Main Street into a turn lane.
I don't want to talk about it. Now I'm going to be forced to go over the overpass home now.
You don't like going over the overpass?
It takes longer. Straight down Main Street is much quicker for me to go home if I don't get caught by a train.
So why don't you go down Main Street?
Because now, like yesterday when I was going down Main Street, the traffic was all backed up.
Well, it's because they took out a lane.
Right, because they took out a lane. Now the traffic's going to be backed up.
Well, it'll make downtown look busy.
It's a nice concept, but it doesn't because... There's nobody parked at those parking spots.
Well, I'm interested because tonight when I come back here tonight, sometimes we go down Main Street.
I would like to see a Friday night maybe if there's going to be more cars parked there. But I can tell you all week there's definitely no cars parked there.
You know, you could definitely drop in on a Friday night on your way home now.
That's true.
Which has never happened. All you do is walk up.
Oh, yeah. I could, because I don't ever have anything to do anyway.
No, and we're on till 10, and you bring some food, and you bring
laundry.
You bring some fries, you bring some leftovers, because you have leftovers at the end of the night, right?
We have no, our food, we don't have food just sitting
there. Oh, you have food just sitting there.
No, we don't. It is made to order. You order it, we make it. That's very true.
I was there on opening night.
You weren't in the back.
You can't lie to the... listening
what,
audience
what
here.
Do we have sitting?
Oh my goodness, now I'm going to have to be like you're you know, one of these
we
politicians
not have
on here
sitting
I've got.
Around at all. It is made how you order it.
Tune in Monday morning and I'll fill you in on
I know we didn't even get to talk about home life. We didn't even get to talk about
tonight.
The house.
I know, I'm interested. But we'll be back. No, but you can come in more often now. You know where it is.
Well, now that you finally got established, you're not sounding like you're in a tunnel.
I'm not in a tunnel anymore. But I will be back on tonight from 8 to 10 with Angie, and that'll be a lot of fun. And who knows who... We've had a lot of people drop by. Adam was here last Friday night. Sean was here a couple Fridays ago.
I can just go for my Friday night walk and walk over here.
Walk over here!
It's getting daylight
longer. You won't
longer.
Show up, though. You have a fear of showing up on Friday night. That's what I've determined.
No,
because
I don't.
I have invited you multiple...
Angie and I can... We can...
I'd love to see
pick
it.
...pick on you.
I'd love to see it.
She's too nice to pick on you.
Well, she realizes that I'm perfect. That's all there is to it.
Oh, my gosh.
What can you do? We're done for this day, but I'll be back tonight, 8 to 10. Don't go anywhere. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going, and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address